836 on the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. This is our Vents Day segment where you vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. Our topics today: states and local governments attempting to nullify federal laws within their jurisdictions, and tobacco sales to minors and how we cut those down further. This is an especial problem in Oregon. And you can join us on the exchange with your ventings at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. Rogue Valley number 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Mark in Reading, number one. Welcome to Vents Day.
Thank you. Yes, on local and state nullification of federal law, I would be very opposed to that myself, considering that we would be back to Jim Crow in some places very quickly if that were to happen.
And in fact, some of the southern states did attempt to nullify a federal law when attempting to preserve segregation in the 50s and 60s.
I don't doubt it. At any rate, now with cigarettes to minors, if we were to raise the price of cigarettes to $10 a pack or something like that, or maybe put a $5 surcharge on each pack of cigarettes sold, no matter what the price, and then any adult that brought back an empty pack of cigarettes would get a $5 rebate. That might cut down on teenagers buying them for themselves, at least.
Really? So the adults would get money? It's just like, sort of like a deposit bottle, in a sense.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. That's an interesting idea. Thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it. Let's move on to John and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Our topics: nullification of federal laws and tobacco sales to minors.
Oh, I want to cite three clauses in the Constitution. Two of them are in Article 6, and it pertains to, a lot of lawyers who use it as a supremacy clause in relation to laws. You know, no, it all state constitutions or any law in the state has to abide by the federal. But there's also the in personas thereof clause in the Article 6, and all laws that the federal government passes has to be made in personas thereof. And if you look at the intent of the Constitution, is another big kind of a argument, but I think what people need to do is look at the preamble to find out what we're supposed to be pursuing. And if that kind of alludes to the Articles of Confederation, you know, to improve upon something that already existed, you know, mm-hmm. to form a more perfect union, you know. Anyway, so that should cover the stuff about federal laws and the states trying to be contrary to them. But also it implies that there's an effort, a collective effort rather than a competition. If you look at the intent of the Constitution in relation to the preamble, you know, it's not about because if you look at it closely, all people, all civil officers, the local police officers, all the way up to the president, are all supposed to be supportive of the Constitution.
Right. In fact, they all generally take oaths to that effect.
Yeah, well, so it's a team effort. This idea of separation and competition and domination and all the rest of it is a bunch of, intellectual terrorism. You know, we're told a lot of falsehoods, and we need to stop doing that, because we're the terrorists of the world, because we go around and we all the politicians are focused on getting elected rather than speaking the truth. And then the other one about the Commerce Clause, mm-hmm. what's happened is instead of regulating commerce, commerce regulates Congress. You know.
Oh, in the sense that the people with the money are the ones calling the shots on Congress?
Well, yeah. Well, people who smoke cigarettes, I know lots of them. My sister finally quit after she was told she had lung cancer. You know, but people like my sister smoked cigarettes because they were addicted. Mm-hmm. She was corporately controlled. Now she's not so much, but still, my point is the fact that we're not regulating commerce. They're trying to regulate people. Mm-hmm. And it's the, you know, if I want to smoke cigarettes, if I want to grow my own tobacco and smoke my own cigarette, fine, that's my business. But if I give it to somebody else, especially if I try to sell it to somebody else, well, then that's government's position. It has to be regulated. Mm-hmm. And one of the fundamental principles of governance in this country is to promote the general welfare. You know, you don't protect a corporation's right to make other people sick.
All right, John, thanks for the thoughts. Very much appreciated. Always good to hear from you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're taking your calls and emails on two topics, nullification of federal laws at state and local levels and tobacco sales to minors. And you can join this conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. And let's read a couple of editorials here about nullification, because the Missouri case is the biggest one. Again, the Missouri legislature coming back into session today will probably vote to override the veto of Governor Jay Nixon and thereby pass a law that puts Missouri on record as nullifying all federal gun laws in the state. So here's a editorial from the Register Guard from September 3rd, Register Guard in Eugene. It reads, in the latest manifestation of a growing movement by states to defy federal authority, the Republican-controlled Missouri legislature is expected to approve a measure nullifying all federal gun laws in the state and making it a crime for federal agents to enforce them. The nullification, and nullification in quotes, concept has been around for two centuries. Despite its historic failures, Tea Party conservatives in the Show Me State and elsewhere have gleefully embraced the musty legal theory in an effort to nullify federal laws ranging from immigration and health care to food safety and gun control. The Register Guard editorial concludes, the modern nullification movement relies on magical thinking. As Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has noted, the federal government's supremacy over the states is as logically sound as it is legally well established. While other states have passed laws that defy federal restrictions, Missouri's measure is unique and disturbing because it attempts to go a step further by blocking federal enforcement. It establishes criminal penalties for federal agencies and officially bars state officials from assisting federal enforcement efforts. The energies of nullification proponents would be better spent on legitimate governance, and the civilized art of persuasion rather than trying to circumvent the will of Congress. If they don't like federal gun laws, they are free to send elected officials to Washington, D.C. to overturn them. Missouri lawmakers should abandon their nullification effort. Well, we'll hear later in the day how things went in the Missouri legislature. This gets back to some stuff that happened. It's not just about state governments like in Missouri, because you'll remember sheriffs, including the sheriff in Jackson County, Oregon, said he would not be helping to enforce federal gun laws, would not be helping to enforce, uphold, whatever. Which a lot of people questioned at the time. We had that discussion on Vents Day then, because a lot of people were saying, now, wait a second, this is the same person who's saying he's going to enforce federal marijuana laws in their supremacy over the state's medical marijuana law, but won't enforce the federal gun laws. And it seemed like a picking and choosing, and I imagine it still seems that way to some of our listeners. Join us on the exchange with your thoughts on this Vents Day about nullification of federal laws and tobacco sales to minors. Phone numbers 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or jx@jeffnet.org. Dennis in Eugene, welcome back to the exchange.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just as a little side note, my family came here in the late 1700s to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of them settled in the Shenandoah Valley, and they were involved in the biggest nullification ever. Cost thousands and thousands of American lives on both the North and South side. They lost everything and ended up, you know, traveling down through Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and into Oregon. So I don't recommend nullification for anybody. But my question is, this is sort of a criticism in a way. Why does this show bring up that Jefferson thing so much when we all know it's never going to happen? It's a fantasy. I mean, why do we even talk about it?
Well, you know, when you get the Board of Supervisors in a county in California voting this declaration to go ahead and indicate their desire to withdraw from California, it's out of our hands. It's a story we have to cover because it's out there. And because it's been going on for a couple of weeks, yes, we have talked about it twice in 3 weeks, but that's why.
Okay. Well, here's my suggestion. I suggest that the U.S. federal government go in and arrest all those people and put them in jail for treason. And I think that that would be a more interesting conversation. I guess that it's not going to happen, but it should, because I think it's a treasonous act. And I think that those sheriffs that said that they weren't going to follow the national gun laws or whatever, I think they were treason, doing, you know, that was a treasonous act. And I think that sometimes maybe we should actually do what we should do instead of letting this go on and on. For my whole life, I've heard all this stuff about states' rights and blah, blah, blah. And it always sort of comes from the same type of people who don't like government, who don't want to be a part of the United States, who want to form their own little thing. You know, there's that old saying, love it or leave it. Well, maybe after a while, if you're just not happy, maybe you should go somewhere else.
All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Dennis. Always good to talk to you. Let's go to Pam and Dexter. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. It is Vince Day. We're talking nullification and tobacco sales to minors.
Well, real quickly on the tobacco sales to minor, there's a high school in Eugene that has, across the street from the high school, about 30 kids smoking cigarettes every morning before school starts. And I've always wondered why the police don't crack down and, you know, and give these kids citations, because we all know that if you don't start smoking tobacco when you're a teenager, chances are you'll never start smoking. So that's always puzzled me, that the school allows these kids to be smoking cigarettes right across the street. So just enforce the existing laws to make sense to me.
You know, it's funny you should bring this up, because I think we're right about the same age, and I don't know if you had one in your high school, but I can remember a smoking lounge for students. I mean, it was a smoking area outdoors, but it's kind of like what you see now, where people smoke outside their workplaces because they can't smoke inside. We actually had that at our high school, when it obviously was even illegal then for
right,
minors
so
to smoke.
What's that all about? It's crazy. And then for the nullification, I'm much more concerned about the global trade laws that won't allow communities to have the power to, you know, what they say it is you're regulating trade. But, you know, there's the Center for Environmental Legal Defense that's working on local communities should have the power to make decisions that affect their communities, major decisions like banning fracking, banning big, huge landfills put into their communities or factory farms. There's the Trans-Pacific Global Treaty where they're talking about, oh, you won't be able to ban GMOs. That to me is a much bigger issue. And I wonder about these nullifications, how much of it is because we have a black president. I have a feeling there's a little bit of racism involved in some of these efforts.
Black president or Democratic president? I didn't hear any of this during the Bush years.
Well, I think because it's a black president, I think that there's a lot of people upset that are racist, that they don't want to be under a black president. I think there's a lot of that going on. People are just can't stand it. But I'm not so concerned about people who, you know, the gun laws as I am about the fact that we don't have the power to make the decisions in our own communities. And you know, there's the Community Bill of Rights in Lane County that's working on that very issue, that's trying to give the power to the communities rather than, you know, the multinational corporations who are running, you know, they're running all the major governments as well as all the major industries around the world, the fossil fuel industry, and we could go on and on. So to me, that's a much bigger and more important issue than, you know, the gun laws, because that's our health, that they're messing with in our water. I mean, there's a lot of issues that go along that line. So.
All right, Pam, thank you for bringing this up, because it has been something that's been discussed before, the concerns that things like the World Trade Organization and our effort to expand free trade across international boundaries gets to a point where people can go, or countries can go to the WTO and say, hey, this country's environmental laws block our ability to sell our products there, and the WTO will make rulings that occasionally run counter to what the intent was within the country itself. So for the people concerned about world government, the UN, the jackbooted thugs, the black helicopters, all that stuff, that's an area where it seems like there's agreement between liberal and conservative. Concern about international laws, particularly as they relate to trade, having the ability to supersede national and state laws. Join us on this Wednesday as we talk further about nullification and tobacco sales to minors, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Joe in Talent sent an email in. Joe writes, "For the life of me, I cannot understand why we allow elected officials to continue to waste our time and money talking secession or nullification when they know full well it will never pass muster with the majority of voters. We have bigger social issues that could be managed with the money wasted trying to get cute with the Constitution." That from Joe in Talent. Beppy in Medford sent in an email address. Beppy writes, "Is it possible that the name Jefferson Public Radio is a little silly given your topic today?" Well, my guess is we'll continue to be calling ourselves Jefferson Public Radio long after this particular movement has waned toward the horizon. So, it's not something we ever intended to turn into a real state, but now some people want to do that again. As we talk about the mythical state of Jefferson, if you hear some of our promotional announcements, that's kind of what we're thinking in using the name. Besides, when we got to the point where we had so many different sets of call letters, we couldn't call ourselves by one set of call letters anymore. Jefferson Public Radio made sense, hence that name. What do you think? Nullification and tobacco sales to minors are topics on Vince Day. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, jx@jeffnet.org. Jamie in Medford, welcome to The Exchange on Vince Day.
Well, good morning, Jeffrey.
Howdy.
First of all, well, it's going to be a few random thoughts, so I hope you'll bear with me here. First of all, Jefferson Public Radio, it's as good a name as any, and no matter what the background is.
I've always wanted to spell it with a G, but that's a different thing. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, about General Public Radio. Well, anyway, my comment, which I talked to you with your screener about, was is that my comment basically is that I always been grown up and pledge allegiance to and think of this country as the United States of America. I don't think about it as the divided or the individual states against America. So that's what it sounds to me like these people are trying to do. They're just saying like, well, we're just sick and tired of this place being so divided, so we're just going to go off somewhere and start our own little state someplace, and we'll get all the privileges and all the rights and all the interstate commerce and everything like that, but we don't really want to bow down, so to speak, to a so-called federal government. Well, if it wasn't for the so-called federal government, these United States that we have wouldn't be the United States. And so I say people that are sick and tired of that, do something to make it so that we are always and continually will be the United States of America, and stop trying to split off from the Union. Because after all, I think it was, wasn't it the first Republican president, if I'm not mistaken, Abraham Lincoln, it said a house divided will not stand?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the situation right now, and I'll just leave it at that, Jeffrey.
Thank you for that, Jamie. Appreciate that. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about nullification and tobacco sales to minors. Nullification, obviously, the hotter topic here. Ron in Ashland sent an email in echoing what Jamie just said, and he says, in regards to nullification, maybe we should change our country's name from United States to States of America, dropping the United part out. Jacob in Gold Hill sent in an email. He says, I never cease to be amazed at how bold and at the same time both stupid and clever the conservatives are. I hope that the current administration comes down on these state governments like a ton of bricks, especially so on the sheriff of Jackson County, Oregon. This is treason and is both racist and treasonous. Would they try this, I'm removing your adjective, Jacob, approach if G.W. Bush were president? Jacob in Gold Hill, thanks for that. Sandy in Mount Shasta, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, hi, Jeffrey. Great show. You said something about the WTO a few minutes ago, and I was happy to hear that because it seems to have dropped off almost everybody's radar screen
right. Altogether.
And I was living in Seattle at the time and took part in that whole enormous week. It was only supposed to be a day, but due to the overreaction of the authorities, it turned out to be more like 10 days. And it was one of the most positive experiences politically I've ever experienced, and I've been involved in lots of demonstrations, because so many people were coming together around issues that were basically about our health. And I wish the people putting so much energy into stuff like secession would actually start looking at the issue. What are corporations, this big agribusiness, big pharma, all these corporations are doing to destroy our health? This came up in a class I'm taking on nutrition, and at COS recently and the Collins and Siskiyou's. And I don't think anybody in the class is old enough to even know what I was talking about when I said WTO. But unfortunately, not right after, or shortly after 9/11 happened, and all the good work that was done up to the WTO dropped off the radar screen while the conservatives went completely bonkers trying to bomb, solve every problem in the world with bombs.
Hmm.
And as Michael Friday said, you can bomb the world to pieces, but you can't bomb it to peace.
All right. Thanks for the call, Sandy. Appreciate it. Brett in Ashland, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes, I'm really alarmed at the growing hostility and anger and waving of guns in this country. How mean are we going to get? They talk about a culture war, and they act like they're being attacked, but really it's people with barns full of weapons and sheriffs with weapons on their hip who are backing them, and it's as though we're under a slow-motion attack here. When our sheriff refused to obey the gun law, I think he should be taken out of office, but I guess I don't know who is in charge of the sheriff. Maybe no one is.
You know, the bigger question is, what gun laws are they not going to enforce because the Congress has not passed any new gun laws?
Well, and then there's the whole notion of the whole first half of the Second Amendment is a well-regulated militia being necessary. Where is the well-regulated part in this whole debate? Do they allow no regulation of any form ever? Do they pretend like those words are not in the Constitution? It's really getting out of hand, and it's very dangerous. These people are, it's like you got the Zimmerman types going to be all over the country if Alec has its ways. So I'm very alarmed, and I think the United States is better than that, and we should definitely put this down with humor and law or whatever, but it should be put down and changed.
All right, Brad, thanks for the call. Let's go to Mike in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning. I'm coming to the discussion late here, so this may have been discussed already, but it seems to me that this whole State of Jefferson thing has to do with, not fair representation or equal representation at the state level, whether it be California or Oregon. You know, down here in Southern Oregon, it's we're ruled by what goes on in the Willamette Valley, and look at Eastern Oregon. Those poor people, they're at the will of the Willamette Valley. And so anyway, that was just a thought. That may have already been mentioned.
All right, thanks for that. Let's see if we can squeeze in Dell in Eureka. Just a few seconds left here on Vince Day.
Hello. I just think it's very funny that the lawyers that run the Missouri legislature hasn't figured out that if they pass that, I wonder where their federal money for roads and for sheriffs and for other things is going to come from. Because the feds are going to cut all of that off, and then they can have their ruddy roads back, and they can have their poor jails back.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dale. Appreciate it. Out of time here on Vince Day. A lively discussion, as we expected, on nullification. Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.